Our celebration continues for the Pella volleyball team, a 3-1 win over Waverly Shellrock to advance to next week's state tournament. Here with another senior captain, the one and only Brooke Schulte joining us. Brooke, obviously not the way you wrote it as a script. I'm sure you would love to have 3-0, 25-12 every time you play. Waverly came to play, though. You were able to battle back and win 3-1. Your thoughts about how the girls were able to respond and put yourself in a position to go play for a state title next week?
Yeah, I mean, after the first set, we knew that wasn't how we know we can play, and that wasn't the type of volleyball that wasn't our brand of volleyball at all. So we went into the locker room and just had a reset. We looked at each other, said we trusted each other, we knew we can do it, and if we come together and play our type of game, then we knew we could get it done.
Well, it was back and forth in that second set, and you got the ball to serve somewhere around that 8-point range, and then you guys rattled off, I think, 7 in a row, and that felt like that was a huge turning point. Suddenly, the excitement had kind of quelled on the other side of the gym. How critical, in hindsight, was that run, and what were you seeing out there from the service line?
Yeah, well, Coach always says to be aggressive when we serve. He says that some people might not agree with him, but that we need to be aggressive instead of just sending one over to make it in. So that was my mindset going back, is just make it a hard serve, get them out of system. And then also just to get our run, keep it going, keep our momentum, we need to get excited after every point. So we really upped our energy and got excited and did our little dance on the court, which helps us with that. So
I have to ask, because there was a couple aces in there. What is the – just one of those goofy things at practice that you found out? Because you've been doing the little shimmy every time there's an ace. Where does that come from?
Yeah, it's a little dance on – it's from Love Island. Have you heard of that? Yeah.
Kids these days.
Yeah.
But still, fun. And obviously gets you guys going. And how critical was it in that second set, not just to win it, but to win it pretty decisively? How much confidence do you think that gave you the rest of the match, as opposed to, say, if it was a 2-point win and Waverly still feels like they're in it?
Yeah, I mean, we needed to change the feeling of the match. And I think us getting that momentum and knowing we had some room, even with our errors, gave us even more confidence than a tight match, because obviously we needed to go into the third set still with that same focus and motivation like the second. But just knowing that we could do it by that much just, like, ups our esteem. So,
well, and we're here with Brooke Schulte, one of the senior captains, following a win heading to the state tournament. And how much this season did some of that adversity come into play? Because, I mean, you had the loss to Indianola, sure, but there's been several times where in sets you're down 5, 6, somewhere in that range, points, or you go down a set that you don't expect at a tournament. How much confidence does this team have coming from behind? Not that you always want to play that way. You'd rather much, you know, be 3-0. And how much did that play into tonight, that you've been in those scenarios against some really good teams?
Yeah, I mean, we look at each other and we know that we can trust each other's abilities and have each other's backs all the time, which I think is so important in our team dynamic. And I think that's what really helps us get it done when we need to come back on a set, or if we're in a tournament and we lost a game, like at Ballard, when we lost a game to North Polk, we came back and had a great game against Ballard. And I think that just shows what our team is capable of with attitude, because attitude and effort is the main thing. When we can come together as a team, it's not necessarily what we can do physically, but when we all, like, come together and play as one, that's how we get it done.
Well, and tonight's match had such a different feel than a year ago, right? Last year had been several years since Pella had been to state. This year, you're the defending state runner-up with most of the team back. There was a ton of pressure. How do you think the girls were able to respond to that pressure, knowing that the target this year was very much on your back?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about not letting the moment get too big. So we knew that this game had a lot of pressure. We also needed to make sure that we didn't expect it, because obviously we had that experience last year and we wanted it so bad again. But we needed to come out and play how we always play. It's the same game, same court, same ball. That's what we keep on telling ourselves before every game. So, yeah, letting it kind of be natural, like how we always play.
Well, and this season's been filled with injuries. There's been certainly some ups. There's been some big downs, especially senior night, as I mentioned. How fun, though, is it to be tested through all of that, to be now pretty healthy going into state and have an opportunity to make a real run at this?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, we've definitely faced some adversity throughout the season, and I think we've handled it pretty well. So I'm very excited to go into this next week.
Well, and not only that, you get an opportunity one more time to wear the green and white and with this group of girls. And I've had the great pleasure of watching the senior class for a long time. You're a very tight-knit group. How special, regardless of what happens next week, is it to have at least one more week with this group?
It's amazing. I mean, even this game, last few points when it was getting into the 20s for us, I was like, enjoy these moments. This is our last time playing in our gym. And even though we're not playing in our gym, we still get to put on the jersey again and play again, which I think is so special. So we really need to embrace those moments.
Brooke Schulte, a big night here to get the Dutch back to state. Always a pleasure, Brooke, and we'll see you in Coralville.
Yes, thank you.